A few years ago, I had to visit a small city for a factory inspection. By the time my work got over, it was very late, so I decided to stay back in a hotel near the factory. When I reached there, the receptionist told me that all the rooms were booked. It was very late in the night, and it was getting very cold outside. I had nowhere to go at that time of the night. After a lot of persuasion, the receptionist agreed to give me a room on the 6th floor of the hotel. While I was heading to the room, the receptionist told me something that was very strange. He asked me not to open my room after 12 a.m. in the midnight. I did not pay much attention to what he said, and just asked him to send a bottle of water to my room. I was so tired that before I could realize anything, I was in deep sleep. While I was sleeping, I heard someone knock at the door. I thought finally they sent the bottle of water I had asked for. When I woke up, I saw the room was completely dark, and it seemed there was a power cut in the entire hotel. I was very sleepy when I opened the door, and I didn't notice what time it was. There was a man at the door whose face was covered with a white shawl. He had a lantern in one of his hands and a bottle of water in the other hand. The moment I stepped forward to take the bottle, the man stepped back and started walking towards the balcony of the hotel. I shouted at him and followed him, but he just wouldn't listen to me. "Hey, mister, hand me the bottle of water at least." I was really furious and grabbed the man's hand. He stopped for a moment and turned back. I tried taking the bottle from his hand, but the man screamed at me and his shawl drifted down from his face. I was terrified at the sight. That man had no eyes. His head was open from the top and his entire face was burned. I got very scared and immediately rushed back to my room. I saw that the time on the clock was 1:30. And that's when it struck me what the receptionist had said. Then there was a knock at my door again. But this time I didn't open the door and placed a call at the reception. It kept ringing, but no one answered. I was very frightened with the sound of knocking at my door the entire night. When finally the sun came up in the morning, I went to the receptionist and shouted at him. After a while, when I relaxed, the receptionist told me that a few years ago, after 12 a.m. in the midnight, a man burnt himself on the 6th floor of the hotel and died. Since then, the spirit of that man wanders the 6th floor of the hotel, and a few guests who stayed in that very room have killed themselves by jumping off the balcony of that floor. And that's the reason why they never allot any room on the 6th floor to any guest. Hearing this, I considered myself lucky that I'm still alive. And that very morning, I checked out of that hotel and returned back home. I still get anxious at night, and that man's scary face doesn't let me sleep peacefully. On the morning of January 1st, 2003, such a terrifying incident occurred with Ron and his friends that they remember it till this date. At that time, Ron was working for an IT firm. The year 2002 was about to end, and he and two friends planned to go to a beach for the new year. On the night of the 31st, they came to a resort situated by a beach. The New Year's party was already going on inside. They had bribed a resort staff and arranged some extra drinks for themselves as well. After partying hard at the resort, they went to the beach to sit by the sea. One of the resort's waiters told them that the beach was haunted and evil spirits wandered there at night, and urged them not to go. But the three of them ignored what the waiter said and went ahead. They were sitting at the beach, enjoying the night with a glass of drink in hand. The beach was totally deserted, and there was not a single person apart from the three of them. But after some time, Ron's friend, Joseph, saw someone standing in the distance who was slowly coming closer to them. Its face was blurred, and it seemed as if it was just a projection of something. When Joseph told both his friends about that someone, they didn't see anything, and instead started making fun of him. Ron told them that he was already high and he should not be drinking anymore. But Joseph was very sure there was something weird. He kept looking at it, when suddenly a woman came close to him and passed right through his body. Joseph felt very uneasy. He got dizzy and sat down. Ron gave him water, but Joseph's condition worsened. His body was burning, and he was shivering with cold. They decided to go back to the resort, but Joseph wasn't even in the state to walk. Ron asked his other friend Patrick to get water, medicines, and a jacket from the resort. The moment Patrick left, Ron himself heard someone crying. He saw that a woman was sitting on the seashore and was crying. He realized that it was not safe to spend any more time at that beach. Ron tried lifting Joseph, who was still shivering. The moment he pulled him, Joseph stopped shivering suddenly and pushed Ron back very hard. Joseph's eyes were abnormally red. Joseph looked at Ron in anger, which made Ron very nervous. By that time, Patrick reached there, along with a couple of resort staff. Seeing them, Joseph screamed at everyone in anger. The resort staff quickly lit a fire torch and scared him, and eventually managed to tie him up. He screamed for some time more and then fell unconscious. Joseph was taken to a nearby hospital early in the morning, where they found out he had a high temperature of 107 degrees. He recovered after staying in the hospital for 2 days, but he doesn't remember a single thing of the incident that happened with him that night. But Ron and Patrick could never forget what happened that night.
A newly married couple, Stella and Philip, were going towards the hills for their weekend outing when it started raining heavily and their car got stuck in a pothole. They got out of the car and saw that there was some issue with the car's engine. They tried a lot, but the car just wouldn't start. They saw an old cottage near the highway. It was quite late in the night and the rain was pouring down like anything. They thought that they'll spend the night in the cottage and will leave for Hills the next morning after getting their car repaired. Due to the rain, they were covered with mud. When they got a room, they found that the shower in the bathroom was not working. They called the reception several times, but nobody picked up. Philip got very angry, and he walked down to the reception and found that the receptionist had plugged in his earphones and was watching something on his phone. He snatched away the phone and started giving him a piece of his mind. While he was shouting at the receptionist, his wife Stella heard the sound of water that was coming out of the shower. When she went to the bathroom, she found that the shower was working. She thought the problem was solved, so she closed the door to take a shower. While she was taking bath, she could hear the main door of the hotel room open, and she assumed that Philip would have returned. She heard a knock on the bathroom's door, and she told Philip that she's inside and will be out in a bit. But the intensity of the knocks increased. Stella thought that the noise of the water is too high, and maybe that's why her voice is not being heard outside. She tried turning off the shower, but the knob won't work. Suddenly, water coming out of the shower turned black, and Stella quickly wrapped a towel around herself. The steam of the hot water had filled the bathroom, and it had all become hazy in there. When Stella removed the curtains, she found that the bathroom was already open. She found it very strange. As soon as she went forward to close the door, she felt that someone was holding her from behind. The lights of the bathroom also started to flicker. She panicked and turned around. She could have never imagined the light she saw. The running water from the shower had turned into a big black shadow like a demon. Stella screamed out of fear. Listening to her scream, Philip came running to the bathroom. He found that the door was already open and Stella was lying unconscious on the floor. When Philip removed the bathroom curtains, he didn't see anybody. However, he had found a knife kept at a corner of the bathtub. He got really scared. He picked up the knife, and the moment he turned, he saw a horrifying reflection of himself in the mirror. Seeing this, he dropped the knife from his hand, and when he looked at the mirror again, everything had turned to normal. He quickly took Stella to bed and put some clothes on her. When Stella regained consciousness, she told him everything that had occurred in the bathroom. They ordered a taxi and left the hotel the same night to return back to their home. Till today, they haven't been able to figure out what exactly happened in the hotel last night. Was it some murderer or rapist, or was it some evil spirit that is haunting them till date? What do you